Hi, my name is Jason Flinter, and I'm the membership coordinator of Bristol Music Industry Network.
So, tell us back to the beginning. Why did you get involved in this?
It would have been a few years ago now. I was introduced to it by a local promoter, a guy called Mark Venus, and he said there's people in Bristol to do with music. They sort of turn up every month and chat about music at the Colston Hall. And at the time, Mark and I were creating, along with lots of three other people, an artist development agency. And I said, yeah, I'll come along and just see what was going on, who I could meet, what kind of networking I could do. I'm quite keen on business networking, and I thought there's another way of networking in the music field rather than my business field.
So tell us what the collective mix of people that we have coming to these meetings.
Interesting enough, when you sort of say the Bristol music industry, people sort of concentrate on the artist and the musician. Last October, we did a survey and surveyed all members that we have at the moment. And we found out that we had, on that particular survey, 21 different professions. So it was nowhere near just, you know, singer-songwriters. There was venue owners, there was lighting engineers, sounding engineers, recording studios, rehearsal studios, managers, agents. So a huge range of professions within the music industry, and obviously professions that one wouldn't normally think about, which is useful for anybody to know that there are plenty of opportunities in the music industry other than just having to sing in a pub, for instance.
So why is it important for people to come along to these meetings, would you say?
Well, what I found for myself, it is accessing the knowledge of all these different people in different areas of the industry. So if you are a writer, a singer, and you don't know how to get a CD produced, or you don't know how to source the artwork, or how to get it printed, or you don't know where to rehearse, or you don't know what a manager does as compared to a booking agent, as compared to a promoter. You know, so all that knowledge is in one room. So it really is a case of you're not alone. You know, I mean, Bristol can be, it's a great culture, it's a great society, but it can be a bit isolating if you don't know where to look to help in your career. And it's all in one room. So I think that's a great reason to come along, is just to access the advice and the knowledge in the room.
Because you don't have to be a member to come along, do you?
You do not. It's free sandwiches and free coffee. However, for the paltry sum of £10 a year, what you do get is retail discounts with all our partners, not only retail, but you can get insurance discounts, you can get PAT testing from our partner electrician company. There's so many other things you can get, discounts on tickets, discounts on festivals. So for £10 you soon make that up.
So how do you think, since you've come to your first meeting, how it's improved to now?
Well, it's hard to say how it's improved, because what has changed is I've now become part of the management company rather than just being a member turning up. So I wouldn't want to say it's improved just because I've become part of the membership. However, I do think there's more drive. The two directors, I'm only on the management committee, so the two directors, Frank and Mike, and Mike specifically, we were all members previously. We decided to then basically take over from the reins from Steve Parkhouse and Poppy Stevenson, and just have a bit more focus and making sure we did deliver on things, made it a bit more industry focused, because the word industry is in the title, and it seemed to be a lot more about just talking about festivals and open mic nights. That's all the subjects used to be about. So now it's very focused on professions, the industry, getting in guest speakers and delivering information and advice, which is part of our remit now. And also, we're also trying to be more of a voice for Bristol. So we talked to the councillors. We had a meeting this morning with the councillors for art and culture for Bristol to talk about how we could get involved in the talks of the arena and stuff like that. So we are being very much a voice on behalf of our members, as well as just giving them a forum to access all that information.
So you've really answered my final question. What do you think the future is for BMU?
More of the same. We know we can't just say we're here to deliver a network event. We need to deliver a lot more. That's difficult when we have no funding, and we've all got full-time jobs. However, we did our first panel discussion group earlier this year, which went down really well. So we want to do more of that. We want to actually be bringing more professionals to actually deliver more information and good Q&A sessions. We want to deliver more things in the evening because we appreciate that people are not all available during the day, especially the young generation. They're at school and they don't turn up to their meetings. So we really need to do that. We need access and give them the opportunity to further their careers and to access the information we've got. So we've got to do that more often. We've got to be more of a voice for Bristol. So it's just very much more of the same, but I probably have far more goals that are achievable and measurable. Because when you're applying for funding, they've got to say, what are they going to do, when is it going to be done, and what is the return going to be? So we can't just say, well, we hold network events, that's good enough, and they're going, no, it's not. So we know we've got to do more things like that just to get the funding.
So, Jason, we will see you at the next meeting.
Of course you will. See you then, Roger.